But yeah, I get it. If your computer's old and stuff, it'll be shitty.
Yeah, but once I download it, like it's all distorted and all at one level, and you can see the difference now that I've secretly started recording the episode.
Hey. Oh, did you?
That it's no
Shit.
longer just one bar of same level audio. You can actually see the peaks in my voice.
Yeah, I can see now that when you talk, the
Yeah.
colors go up and down like you're talking.
So this puts me in a difficult position because I'm halfway through editing our Resort episode. It's like my audio gets really bad at some points. Do I still release it and put a trigger warning or just accidentally lose it?
I think we should release it because it's so funny.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I'll just put a trigger warning like,
Yeah.
hey,
Hey.
we couldn't pinpoint the issue with my audio, but here it is.
Yeah, just put the trigger warning and say turn like turn volume up. Volume
Well,
up.
I had to turn the volume down on my side way
Yeah.
down in post-production because it was unlistenable if I left it at the volume it was on.
Oh, I see.
And I know there's probably still an echo. We're gonna soundproof my stupid office as soon as
Okay.
we can. It's just
It's okay.
we can't find free foam, so we might have to order it. Or I want a tapestry that has the entire Shrek's screenplay on it. Yeah, they
What?
sell those
Really?
on Redbubble. They have a tapestry with the entire Shrek screenplay on it.
Screenplay?
Yeah.
The fuck? That's so random. You gotta have to send me that link.
I will.
You should do it.
But anyway,
Anyway.
hello and welcome to our second real mini show of
Yes.
episode two, where we decide what movie we're going to watch and review and
Hell yeah.
make our predictions.
Yes.
I've put the movies we haven't watched into the random generator and have randomly selected Cam 2018.
Yes. I'm so glad that we're gonna watch this recent movie.
We're watching something that was relevant 2 weeks ago rather than 5 years ago.
Yes. So excited that it's a Blumquist production or a Blumhouse production. What the fuck? You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Synopsis: A cam girl has her principles until a mysterious woman who looks just like her takes over her channel. Released November 16th, 2018.
Damn, that was like the other day.
Yeah, that was like last week.
Yeah, man.
Just in time for Thanksgiving.
Hell yeah. How was your Thanksgiving, Sam?
It was good. It was
Good.
good.
Yeah.
Finished up my Christmas shopping.
Oh,
I
good,
mean,
good.
I haven't gotten you anything yet.
That's okay. I haven't gotten you anything yet. Once we
Yeah, I
figure out our
did.
financial struggles over on this end, I'll let you know. Because I know exactly what to get you. If I'm going to get you something, I just have to figure out if it's feasible right
I know
now.
exactly what I'm gonna get you.
I know you told me so. But yours is a surprise, but I know what you want.
Engagement ring? Are you gonna order my engagement
Oh
ring for
shit.
David?
No, I'm not gonna. Well, David has plenty of funds to do so. Mr. $15,000 in savings. Go rob the man. Go rob him so I can be comfortable. But anyway.
Yo, I'm gonna rob him so I can be
For
comfortable.
real. Yeah, so really super excited to be watching Cam. Since it's got that really hot girl in it from Handmaid's Tale.
I mean, I haven't watched it yet or anything, but
You haven't
I
watched
don't
Handmaid's
think.
Tale?
No, I haven't watched Cam.
Oh, yeah, me neither. I hope it's good.
Like, I didn't recognize her from the trailer because she has both eyes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And she's perfect. But anyway, yes. So Cam, on IMDb, when it came out, I was on IMDb and I saw that it only had 3 stars, but it had 5 stars on Rotten Tomatoes. And I was like, wow, that could either mean one of two things. It's either terrible or it's like actually really, really incredible. So what's it gonna be? It's a toss-up, 50-50.
Yeah, that's sorry, I got
It's
close to the mic.
okay.
I was turning on a light.
It's okay.
That's usually how it goes for horror movies these days. Either people will really love it or critics will love it and people will hate it. What side do you feel you're on these days?
You know
the
what?
The fans or the critics?
Like, oh, like in regards to what we've been reviewing lately?
Yeah.
Shit, man. I guess I've been on I guess the fan side. I can't trust the critics anymore because they'll really shit on stuff right away. And it's hard to go off of that kind of rating unless you've seen it yourself. So I've kind of been like a lone wolf.
But do you feel like you're a movie critic now that we've been doing this podcast for over a year?
I mean, I guess since we've been doing this and we've kind of like experienced a whole lot of different types of horror movies, that we have some pretty good opinions and some pretty good baseline, like, I don't know, arguments to back up like what's good and what's not good. So I guess, yeah, that would make us critics in some way. But we're not professional critics, Sam, because we don't have a quote on Rotten Tomatoes, so.
Well, maybe we should get a fucking quote on Rotten Tomatoes.
Listen, speaking of fans, some of them are stupid because the other day there was a story about, or like, no, I think we were reading like fan reactions, like in IMDb comments, and it was I think it was a reaction to Harry Potter and saying how the Harry Potter or like or no it was saying how the Lord of the Rings books and movies copied off of the Harry Potter books and movies, although the Lord of the Rings books came out first.
And it was like
an entire thing, and I was like, who allows these people to have profiles on IMDb? You should have to answer like a quiz or some shit. You know how you have to like take a test to get into a class? They should have to test into being on IMDb.
But yeah.
Anyway, about that.
No, I saw someone retweet that all the hate Fantastic Beasts 2 is getting is just people jumping on the bandwagon to hate on it to feel cool. And I'm like, no, it's possible that the movie is just not that good and people are kind of getting low-key sick of J.K. Rowling and Harry Potter.
I mean, those movies aren't even based on any novels. They're just – she's just kind of spitting out a screenplay at this point.
Yeah, right? And – yeah, that's exactly it. And then they publish the screenplays as novels, which really pisses me off.
LaSalle. Get the fuck out of here.
Like, I get Harry Potter did a lot of good things for kids growing up. I read the books growing up, and I loved them. But – at this point, J.K. Rowling is just trying so hard to cling to this progressive box that she put herself in by just kind of bullshitting her own canon. Like what our friend Tim always shares on Facebook, J.K. Rowling just announced.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what it feels like. It's great that she wants this representation in her books, but maybe she should have actually written it into her books instead of retconning everything 20 years later.
Yes, I agree with that completely.
Just a thought. Like, nobody would give a shit if Hermione Granger was black from the beginning, but it's the fact that she's like, I never specified her race when she handpicked Emma Watson to play Hermione in the movie. It was like, I don't give a shit, but just...
yeah, just don't be like that.
Like, I don't know. Just specify that you wrote the characters white by default, and that was kind of a shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, we know better now, but she just doesn't want to admit that maybe she could have just written them the way she wanted them to be.
Exactly.
But hey. And I get it. Describing race can be really awkward when you're writing. I never feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah. But hey, she is going to be rich forever.
Yeah.
Because the Harry Potter fandom has not slowed down. Somehow Harry Potter has become the movie series to watch for like every holiday.
I'm glad they Freeform, if you're listening to me right now, hire me to be your program lineup director. Because I know you have the rights to a lot of movies.
Dude, yeah.
But your fucking holiday schedules suck.
Why is it Harry Potter back to back?
No, they don't have the rights to Harry Potter anymore. It's on Sci-Fi now. Yes. But like that never bothered me because Christmas was always kind of a prominent part in Harry Potter books. So I don't really care about that. And it kind of fits into Halloween too with the whole wizarding thing. But
yes,
I thought I sent you the like TV schedule for the 31 Nights of Halloween. And it was just so much bullshit.
Yeah, you did do that. Now I remember that. Yeah.
Like send me the lineup was essentially Hocus Pocus, Addams Family, and Frozen. For some fucking reason, Frozen was in their Halloween lineup.
Fucking scary movie, dude.
And according to the comments, the full lineup had a large variety of movies, but people aren't going to be watching like Beetlejuice at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That should be on prime time.
Exactly.
I don't know. Freeform kind of sucks.
Yeah, dude. But they do have a shit ton of movies. They don't even like utilize their power right now.
Yeah, and they don't. I wonder, because they used to be, way back in the day, they used to be Fox Family. And when they were Fox Family, their 13 Nights of Halloween was so good. They had like, they actually attempted to make like made for TV horror movies.
Nice.
They did Hangman's Curse.
Okay.
An updated version of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow that I remember. And they were actually like, if you're younger, scary movies.
Dude, yeah.
Where people get killed. And when they became ABC Family, those disappeared. And then the 13 Nights of Halloween kind of just became like Addams Family and Hocus Pocus.
Yep.
And now I just don't know. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. That's why they're Freeform. They don't know what they want to be.
Freeform or anything, which is just not a great thing to be.
Yeah. And
Hocus Pocus.
I think they went that way because so many of their original programs didn't fit the family theme of the channel. Mm-hmm. I remember when they used to show Breakfast Club, they would have to censor half the movie.
God. And it's like at that point, why even put it on?
I know.
You know, I hate that.
I don't know. I don't have cable anymore. I still watch like fucking Freeform because they still have the rights to all their ABC Family Christmas movies. So that's what I'm watching on Hulu and Netflix right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
nice.
That's life.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Anything, any other like things about Cam that you think you're going to like or dislike?
Oh, yeah, that's what we're talking about, Cam.
Yeah.
Got off on the Harry Potter tangent.
Dude, it's cool. It's relevant.
Let's see. I think Cam is going to be a good movie for us to review because it was a joke throughout the birthing process of Real Horror Show that maybe we should give up and do a Cam Girl website instead.
Oh my God, I loved it. Like every time you came to class, I'd always look at your screen
to make sure I wasn't.
You could just do it and I just stare your shit. And you'd always be playing that game where it's like the girls in all the houses and it's just outside of the buildings and the money signs. And I was like, what are you doing? What game is this?
I should try it. Maybe if I have time before I go to bed, I'll have David show me how to stream on Twitch and I'll stream that for a little while.
Just stream that and like put it on the background because it's one of those like background games that just plays itself.
Yeah. It's such a fun game.
It's fucking brilliant, dude.
I think it'll be a fun movie. I think there'll be titties.
Oh, yeah. And I think there will be, and I also think that they're going to be very,
boobalicious.
Subtle and, like, classy, not, like, all out too much naked boobies everywhere that it's, like, too much and you're like, can we not be naked anymore? It's boobs when they need to be there.
Yeah.
I think it might be a strong psychological thriller.
Because this is a lady director, is it not?
Hell yeah.
I don't know. Issa Mizai.
It is a lady director.
Yes, it is a lady director. So I think it'll be classy boobs.
That means it's going to be really classy boobs. And
oh shit, is she a cam girl?
Who's a cam girl? The director?
The director.
I think she may have pulled some of it from her own life.
Her own. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, I think she kind of like, which is cool because like watching it, I really have no idea what it's like to be a cam girl, but like I'm sure when we watch it, like we'll kind of get like a peek inside to what it's really like and what their focus really is. Because I'm sure people think it's just like being naked on the camera, but it's probably much mm-hmm. more than that. And we're going to get to see that.
Yeah, I have a, I don't know a lot about the business itself, but I do have a lot of respect for sex workers. Sex
workers, yeah.
Just because that's such a.
They make the world go round.
Yeah. It's the world's oldest profession.
For real. I said that Netflix usually doesn't let me down. And it usually doesn't. Sorry. My phone was ringing. But,
Is that from Texas Chainsaw?
No, that's an air raid siren. So it's more like a Silent Hill.
Oh.
It's so scary that I have to answer it.
From so. Here, it sounded like the 2005 sound effect from Texas Chainsaw. Hey,
they probably used an air raid siren in their sound, like in their, you know, score, soundtrack, whatever. But yeah, Netflix doesn't usually let me down, so I'm expecting something great. I really loved the actress in Handmaid's Tale. She was fantastic. So I'm hoping for a great performance overall, and I think it'll be good, and I think I'll enjoy it.
I think we'll both get something out of it. I think I'll make David watch it with me. Because he prefers more psychological horror films than slasher, so I think this would be up his alley.
Yeah.
And we'll get more notes from David.
Yes, I would. I like notes from David. They're fun. It's always fun to hear his opinion.
Because that's what our podcast needs, more male opinions.
Absolutely. to, you know, just like hover over the female opinions and be the same opinion, but better because it's from a male.
Exactly. I like, since I'm editing our most recent review, I like in your audio hearing Luke's cough in the background. It adds a lot of
cough.
It adds now a lot.
Now I'm sick because of that. His illness that he had then, I have it now and he's better.
That explains your sexy, raspy voice.
Yes. Do you like the way I sound?
Yes.
Anyway, that's all I have to say about Cam. What do you say?
That's all I have to say.
Can't wait to watch it.
But yo, I have the final conclusion of the vegan drama I used to talk about in old episodes.
Oh shit, tell me.
So he and his girlfriend are no longer together. They haven't been together for about like 6 months now.
Okay.
And he did not pay his rent in LA for like 3 months. So he's now homeless.
Now homeless, okay.
And he also eats mussels and clams.
Mussels and clams.
Because I guess ethical vegans have found positive arguments for eating mussels. I think something about them being toxic to their own environments.
That's an animal product, though.
Yeah, so it's iffy because some vegans will say that it's okay to eat not predatory animals, but
invasive species?
Yes, invasive species. They will try and make the pro argument for that.
That's like the opposite of what being a vegan is. Being a vegan is like not eating animal products.
Exactly. I think they just miss eating meat, which is fine if you don't want to.
Yeah, if you don't want to be 100% vegan, that's fine. But just be a 90% vegan. Jeez.
Like all that matters is you're reducing the amount of meat you're eating. That does loads for the environment, but if you want to eat meat, just fucking say you want to eat meat.
Exactly. It's okay.
Live like your life.
I eat shellfish and fish, but I'm a vegetarian, but I'm a like lacto peso ova vegetarian, which means I don't eat chicken or red meat, but I still eat other meat because it's fish.
Do you
know, I'm not a vegan.
Turkey hearts,
and that too because it's
all right, well, speaking of food, I need to go make dinner.
Me too, right?
Perform my wifely duties.
Hell yeah. Well, can't wait to watch this and record the episode for Cam, dude.
Yeah, I will talk to you sometime next week.
Yeah, next week sometime.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye now.
I love the creepy doll that always follows me.